Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has ruled that so-called skill games have been operating outside state law. From our news partner WESA, Tom Reese reports the decision could reshape the industry and the state budget.
Games have become fixtures in corner stores, bars, and social clubs, thanks partly to the belief that state law didn't apply to them. But on Monday, Justice David Wecht wrote a majority opinion which held that skill games are just another kind of slot machine, and that they too are subject to state control. That means the machines are operating illegally. But Wecht delayed the impact of his order for 120 days, or 4 months, so legislators can decide how to regulate them. The ruling could disrupt state budget talks. Governor Josh Shapiro wants to tax the machines like they're slots at casinos. Other elected officials and the skill game industry itself favor lower rates. By law, a budget must be passed by the end of June, though officials regularly miss that deadline. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Philadelphia has given more than $1 million to around 50 groups working at the grassroots level to curb crime by offering alternatives. Danielle McLean of Diamond Beauty Cosmetics and Academy says she uses her grant to teach young entrepreneurs how to be a part of the beauty industry.
The beauty industry represents a tremendous economic opportunity. African Americans spend more than $8 billion annually on beauty products, yet we only own a small percentage of the industry. My mission is to bridge that gap by exposing young people to science, business, leadership, opportunities that exist behind the products that they use every day.
So far this year, Philadelphia's homicide rate is 30% below last year's record low numbers. City leaders are hoping the investment will help keep people away from a life of crime. Outside right now, clear blue skies, wonderfully comfortable temperatures, 76 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. We are going to get up to maybe 77 or 78 before the day is out. Clear skies for the rest of the afternoon into the evening. Overnight, temperatures drop down into the low 60s.